it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer questions you guys have sent in, and there's a boatload of them. So what do you think, Sugar?
I'm ready. Hey, guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe. And on Facebook and Instagram, please share with your friends.
We are
That
everywhere.
Really helps us out a lot.
We are everywhere. And if you consider being a partner with us, you can go to our website, JoeMcGee.com. There's a place you could sign up to do that. We're able to do everything we're doing today because of our partners. We have some great, loyal, praying, giving people who supported us for years. And that's why we're able to do this today. So we're reaching thousands because of our partners. So, guys, partners, thank you for what you're doing. That you make this possible. Thank you.
And please continue to pray for us as we're out there on the front lines fighting for families.
Yes.
Okay, guys, let's just jump right in. Joe, what if I feel that I've failed as a parent? What advice would you give me?
Don't pay attention to it.
I know a lot of people that do feel that way.
Like, everybody. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. His job is to make you feel guilty. That's his job. And he does a real good job. He's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He never takes a nap. He doesn't take off. He's full time making you feel bad about what you're doing. It's not enough. It's like something he did to Adam and Eve. Are you sure God said? Are you sure? He's challenging the word of God. And so as a parent, you know, marriage or parent, you realize I've fallen on my face several times. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get up. You're going to make mistakes, guys. It's going to happen. And I tell you, what did we do? Well, you repent quick and you forgive quick. And it's like falling off your horse, scooping dirt with your lower lip. We got to do. Well, get up, spit the dirt out of your mouth, get back on your horse, start riding again.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit on the side of the road and feel sorry for yourself. And that's where most people are. Well, I didn't do right. And I messed up. And I did. We don't care what you did. When Jesus confronted sin, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the woman caught in adultery, by law, she should have been stoned to death. She should have been. And so Jesus bent down, drawn in the dirt, and everybody's got rocks, and they're because they're trying to trick him. And he said, well, Jesus, the law does say that. So I tell you what, guys, he who is without sin, you just chunk the first rock. Well, all of a sudden, they got quiet. They're all staring at one another like, I know what you did, Frank. Well, I know what you did, Bill. I know what you did, Bob. And I realized, oh, my goodness, we've all sinned. And so eventually they all dropped the rocks, and they all left. She's still squatting, drawn in the dirt, and she looks up at the woman and said, woman, where are your accusers? And she said, Lord, I don't know. He said this, and neither do I accuse you, go and sin no more. Jesus did not dig into her past. Well, how many men have you slept with? How long have you been a prostitute? When did you first start? When you were a teenager? When what? Jesus does not care about our past. He cares about our future. God's mercy is new in the morning, not yesterday. So God doesn't take you into your past. Don't take each other to your past. Leave that thing alone. Let's start building a life and quit feeling sorry for yourself. We've all made mistakes. What do? I repent a lot. I forgive a lot every day. That way I stay clean. I had an old pastor one time said, don't get spiritually constipated. You haven't had a good bowel movement in a while. You need to repent. And you need to forgive. Because you're all stopped up every time you open your mouth. You're accusing somebody. You're judging somebody. You're jawing about somebody. Man, you got some problems. You need to get that stuff out of your life. Roll your cares over to God, for God cares for you. Don't carry that stuff around. So as a parent, as a married person, you're going to make mistakes. Well, you just kind of grin, well, that was stupid. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And let's get up and go on. Don't keep repeating the same verbiage about it. What happened? I messed up.
You know, Joe, when he's preaching a lot, often says, you know, God gives you children for you to raise and then give them back to God. And a lot of times, and even for me, sometimes I have to remind myself that, you know, I'm no longer their authority, that God is now. They're adults. I have influence, but it's...
And you want to have a relationship with them for long, but I'm not your mommy. I'm not your daddy anymore. I'm your brother and sister in the Lord. So I want to have... When I'm 9 and they're 70, I still want to have a relationship with them, but I'm not your daddy anymore.
Well, yeah, in the sense of discipline and the boundaries and everything, but... And people make choices. I'm the middle child of and I have two brothers. I have, all three raised by the same parents. My, when my father passed away, my parents were still married. And my oldest brother went to Bible college, never drank, never did drugs, married his college sweetheart, started his own business, is very successful.
Very successful.
And, you know, has a wonderful life. And my younger brother chose the opposite. He got on drugs when he was younger, got in a bad crowd. And today he's in his 50s and still struggling with a drug addiction. And so a lot of times as parents, we want to blame ourselves for that. Well, if I'd have done that, my parents have said that, if we hadn't have moved at that time, he wouldn't have gotten in with that crowd and this wouldn't have happened. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yep.
Is you can beat yourself up and continue to look over your to your rearview mirror until Jesus comes.
Yep.
But there's, you know, it doesn't matter. At this point, my brother has had so many opportunities to get clean and sober. He has had so many opportunities to change his life. He has been loved so many times. He went to prison for 5 years. When he came out, my oldest brother gave him a job, a very good paying job. And the whole family was rooting for him and everything else. And he did pretty good for about a year. But then his choices, again, you know, he fell. And it's just been a terribly hard life. But that's the choice he made. Now, is that my parents' fault? No.
Nope.
Could I say, if in retrospect, could they have done some things better? Of course. Everybody
always could.
Could. But he made choices as an adult.
Yeah.
And as a parent, you cannot beat yourself up for the rest of your life over something like that.
No, you just need to tell the truth. I remember one time somebody confronted me and said, did you ever do that? Yes. You did? Yes. Would you feel bad about it? Not the time. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. Nobody gets up on the Saturday and says, well, it's Saturday. I guess I'm going to have to sin. People sin because they want to. There's pleasure in sin for a season. And then on the tail end, it's going to bite you in the backside. And then you have to realize that's why you're supposed to be in church and be in church early and on a regular basis, hear the word of God and hang out with the saints. I'm trying to grow in the things of God. What do you realize? There's no future in that. Yeah. There's no future in that. Well, there is future in this, so I'm trying to have a future. You know, I'm going to live a long time and live a great life, so I need to make some good choices. And I need to learn how to, angels mentioned so many times, I need to repent quick, forgive quick. I'm not going to go to sleep at night with something hanging on me where I'm thinking, that no good, that south end of a northbound, that. If you're thinking that, you're messed up. You need to roll your cares over to God, for God cares for you. Don't care that stuff. Give it to God. Hey, God, I don't like them, but I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to walk in love toward them. They don't deserve it. They've not earned it. They're mean. They don't deserve it, but I'm going to walk in love toward them because that's what you said to do. So I'm giving them to you, God. They're not my problem. I give them to you.
So, Joe, what advice do you have for married couples to get on the same page and lead their family? That's a good question. I'd like to say...
Oh, Lord.
I'd say it's a challenge because my first husband, which is when I was raising children, him and I came at it from totally different vantage points. I was certainly the bigger disciplinarian, but if something would trigger him, it would be the oddest thing to me. I never would figure it out. Him and I were not on the same place because we had a different upbringing. I didn't know.
Yes.
And, I remember one time we were swimming in the pool and my son said something and I don't even remember exactly how it went down, but he said something. He goes, loser. And my husband sprung out of that pool and he was ready to go. And I had to say, whoa, 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 hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. because you're reacting. Something has triggered you right here. And it's an emotional trigger. And another time he did the same thing. You know, it was Christmas Eve. Kids were all excited. And they're upstairs. And they are, you know, jumping up and down the bed. And my son fell and hit his head. Well, my husband takes off running upstairs and says, what are you doing? I told you to go to bed. Da-da-da-da. And I came around the corner and I kind of pushed him out of the way a little bit, and I grabbed my son's head, and I looked at my hand, and there was just blood everywhere. And I went like this to my ex-husband. He, of course, felt horrible because he really was a really nice guy,
nice
a really,
guy.
Really good guy. And so, you know, and he wouldn't have done that, you know. But there was some kind of a trigger that something odd would emotionally trigger him, and I would never understand it. So we would have to say, okay, hang on. I don't know what it is about that that's triggering you. But we got to talk about this for just a minute, because I think you should, well, because I read Joe's books, to be honest with you. If my kid is not in danger, you know, or if he's not in complete rebellion, you need to think about how you're responding to this.
These are kids. They do kid things every day. That's why they're children. They're not adults yet.
Yeah, I remember one time my daughter painted her fingernails on my brand new coffee table. And I went and I said, did you paint your fingernails? And she goes, uh-huh. And I go, oh, well, next time you paint them, could you put down a towel or something? Because now I have to have this redone to get that off. And she goes, oh, well, why didn't you tell me that before? It was always my fault, ultimately. But, you know, she drew on the wall one time. Did you draw this on the wall? Uh-huh. And I said, well, your ability to put colors together is amazing. But in the future, could we paint with paper? Why didn't you tell me that? So, I mean, sometimes we come after kids for something that is just an innocent kid thing. Like, what did your daughter do to you with her Barbie dolls?
Well, she cut all the hair off all of them.
No. I'm talking about your recliner chair.
Oh, my recliner chair. Oh, I bought a brand new recliner, had it delivered to the house. I'm coming home from work. I've not seen it yet. And so my wife has a dinner table set. She said, Joe, have a seat. I said, well, I'm going to sit my recliner. No, not yet. Have a seat. We're going to eat dinner first. So we're eating dinner, and we're starting. I said, oh, sit my recliner. Wait till we eat, and you can go down and sit in all night sleeping if you want to. And so before we got up on the table, Joe, I need to tell you something. It's your recliner. The kids did something to your recliner. I said, what'd they do? So I jumped up and go down and look at it, and I'm looking, and I sit in it, and I said, I don't see anything wrong with it. Well, let me show you. And so she picked the leather bottom up, turned it over, and what my daughter had done had taken scissors and cut the bottom out of my recliner seat and took duct tape and turned it into a giant swimming pool for her Barbie doll.
And so she's creative.
And so I've not even had it for 12 hours. It's already ruined. So I flipped it back over, and I sit in that chair for years. And every time you get lumpy over now, oh, yeah, I mean, that Barbie doll's still there, you know. And so kids do kid things. That's what they do. And you cannot tell a child no fast enough. Mm-mm. You cannot. They're going to run ahead of you. And so what you're trying to do, you're trying to help them grow up. But if you're always yelling and accusing and griping, they cannot wait to leave home, and they're going to reproduce themselves good measure, pressed down, shaken together, in your grandchildren.
Tell about when your daughter's got prom dresses.
My new prom dress, we hang it up in the closet upstairs, still in the plastic. So we're going downstairs, we're eating dinner. There's eight of us. Somebody's missing. So it was my younger daughter. Say, hey, where's she at? I said, honey, come down and eat. Time to eat. And so I'm yelling, we're all eating. So she never showed up. So finally I said, I need to go find her. So I go upstairs, and she's not in her bedroom. I said, where's she at? And I go to the last bedroom, my older daughter's. And so she's sitting in the closet underneath that brand new prom dress. And she's got a pair of scissors in her hand. I said, what are you doing? So I'm working. And what she'd done, she'd taken that prom dress, and she started at the bottom, and she cut it into nice strips, one-inch strips, all the way to the waist, and turned it into a hula skirt, like a Hawaiian hula skirt. The price tag's still hanging off of it. I said, honey, we got to go downstairs. We don't want to tell Mom about this right now. So we went downstairs, and I sat next to her at the bar when she ate. And my wife said, what's going on? I said, well, we'll tell you in a minute. So, honey, tell your mom what you've been doing. She said, working? Been working? Honey, you need to come see this. So we went upstairs, looked at it. Now, my wife, she went ballistic for just about 60 seconds. I said, well, it'll be fine. We went back to the store that night, bought another prom dress, and took the scissors away from my daughter. I said, we don't want to cut anything right now. What had happened all that week? My wife had been making some stuff for a school play. Lauren's still at home with her, so all week they've been cutting cloth into different sizes for the school play. So my daughter's been working all week cutting stuff. Hey, Mom, I'm helping Mom. And so, oh, there's some new cloth. I'm going to help Mom cut that into strips. And so it was very innocent, and it was expensive, but it was innocent. And so, Ainsley and I, we've got so many stories about you cannot tell them no fast enough. But that's why you need a parent. What are you doing? I'm teaching and I'm training. Try not to go broke in the process.
Yeah, and she later became a decorator.
Yes, that was her major in college.
Interior she was decorator, preparing for the future.
Went to one of the finest schools in America, and I thought, can you believe it? God's got a wacky sense of humor.
So the thing is sometimes we get so upset over something that is – there was no malice.
Nope.
She wasn't meaning to do anything. She thought she was working.
Thought she was working.
and she thought she was doing something good. So if you'd have gone in there and yelled at her, you'd have damaged her spirit a little bit.
Yeah, you would
so
have.
So you have to get on the same page as parents.
Many a parent has made a terrible mistake going ballistic on a kid when the kid had no malice, no ill intent. They were just being a kid.
So, I had a pastor one time that said his wife was kind of conservative and quiet, and one night they went to the service, and the Holy Ghost just got a hold of her. She was just so excited, all this other stuff was going on, and he goes, "You got to calm down because you're going to embarrass me." He goes, "That was the worst words I ever said," because he goes, "It took 10 years before she opened her spirit up again." Yep. So words are powerful.
Life and death are in the power of the tongue.
So you have to be careful, and you have to get on the same page. Now, with my husband, I would just kind of step in, and I'd just say, "Just a minute, just a minute." And if I thought he was overreacting, and I wasn't overriding his authority. He was reacting out of a temperament, and so I wasn't gonna let that fall where they were.
We all bring stuff from our childhood, people, all of us. And a psychiatrist can have a field day. Jesus never went into anybody's past. He just said, repent, forgive, and let's get on with your life. And so don't go digging around and stuff. But if something keeps popping up, especially if you're married, hey, honey, we need to talk in just a minute. What is this in you that keeps popping up out of this? What is this anger from? It's something you need to deal with, something you need to roll your cares over into God. We need to pray about this. It just take about 15 seconds. You can give it to God, and God will take care of it. But you got to give it to God. You can't keep carrying that thing, whatever it is. So,
and sometimes you'll have triggers. Like my ex-husband, his parents went through a horrible divorce. And if I ever took my wedding ring off just to even wash the dishes or anything, it would drive. He'd pick it up off the counter and say, "Here's your ring." And I go, my hands are wet and soapy right now. I don't want it to slip down the, to the sink. But there was something in him that I didn't understand. And that was a hurt. And so, as parents, it's important to get on the same page, talk about it.
Yeah.
And you're going to make mistakes. Yeah. Everybody does. Just repent, forgive, and move forward. And
so, when Angel and I, we've been married 3 years. When we first got married, I told her, "Honey, this is my second run at this, and your second run. We've been through this before." I said, "I want this to be really good." I said, "But I'm going to tell you, I'm probably going to make mistakes.
Mm-mm.
I'm probably going to do something wrong every now." And so I was going to tell you up front, it will not be on purpose. It will not be malicious, but I'm probably going to make some mistakes. So I'm just going to tell you up front, it's going to happen. So I promise I'll repent quick and I'll forgive quick.
And of course, we all make mistakes.
Yep.
And that's life.
Yeah.
And you learn.
So I think 3 times in 3 years, I've stepped over some boundaries, but I rather, that wasn't good. I've had to repent, got to ease on back.
You stepped over one just the other day, actually.
I did. It was my first one this year. Praise God. I got this year out of the way now. I'm done.
Guys, we so appreciate you. I cannot tell you how much we realize that your time is valuable.
Yes.
And for you to take the time out of your day to spend with us, whether you're driving to work or whether you're doing the dishes or whatever it is, thank you so much. It's very important to us. You're very valuable to us. And thank you for it. Please send your questions in to mail@joemcgeeministries.com. We have tons of resources, like this fantastic book that Joe has written called Man, Lover, Leader, Provider. It's a good one for Father's Day.
Yes,
or birthdays or whatever. It's just a fantastic book. But we have lots of resources at joemcgee.com. And please pass this on to your friends. Share. If you're on Facebook, share this on your pages and stuff. We love you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great one.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.